بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، now then we come to the issue of what kind of salah. Very quickly, there are three kinds of salah that a person can do. I'm not going into the intricate details of salah, but before we come, let's begin with the attitude towards salah. Let's begin with that, and then we go to the three kinds of salah. Now, as far as attitude towards salah is concerned, as I said, one is loving salah. Second is, when you approach salah, what do you think you are doing? Right? So think about that. What do I think I am doing when I am approaching salah itself, when I'm coming to salah? What is it that I think I'm doing? Is it I'm fulfilling an obligation? I'm supposed to do this, I'm doing it, khalas. I hope Allah will reward me, that's it. So that's one attitude. Another attitude is that this is something that is beneficial for me, so I must do it. So there is a difference in the attitude between these two things. And the third one is that we approach salah from the perspective of, I absolutely love this, I'm waiting for this. When will the time for salah come? And when the time for salah comes, this is the best thing that could have happened to me. Right? The example that I gave you, we are not taking the examples of other things for salah, but just to help you understand, if you're waiting for this game, you're waiting, you've made sure the channel is tuned, everything else, there's no way of, you know, of losing that game. You've got a backup if you are in a country where power may go off. You've got a power backup and everything else ready. You're waiting for that game to start. Complete attention. That is the attitude as far as the salah is concerned. So where is the attitude? Do you think, is it just a within quotes burden or obligation to be discharged? I have done it. I have gone. Or is it something that, yeah, okay, well, I should do it. It's good for me. I need it. Or is it something that really there's nothing else I want to do other than this. This is, I love Allah. This is my time with my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And I want to pray that with that attitude. So this is the first thing to ask. And that will happen depending on my ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot have a shauq and an anticipation and a love to meet Allah when we don't know Allah. So, begins with there. What is my attitude towards Allah? What is my ta'alluq with Allah? Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? How do I understand my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And therefore, how do I approach my salah, which is my meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life? So that is something to focus on. And that is something that I would say, sit and talk to your children about this. Right? Help them understand this. Sit and talk to them about this. And listen to them. Don't lecture to them. Don't tell them you should do this, you should do that. Listen to them. Let them tell you whatever is in their heart. And just listen to them. Don't sit in judgment. Don't say right, wrong. That is his reality. If any time he says something, if you are going to point a finger and if you are going to criticize, then he won't talk to you. As simple as that. So don't do that. Make sure that you are supportive. Alhamdulillah. Even if your child says something which you don't like, it doesn't matter. That's his reality. So think about how will you deal with that and help him or her to see the salah in the right perspective. And that's not going to happen if you begin with criticism. So don't criticize. Don't yell at them and so on and so forth. So have this talk with them. Now, as I said, there are three kinds of salah. About the first one, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that kind of salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, woe to the people who pray. Now, woe to the people who pray. And then, why is Allah saying that? Woe to the people who pray, meaning Allah is saying that I reject those people. These are bad people. Yeah, no, I don't want to use the word like lanat or curse or something, but you know, that is the implied meaning of that. Woe to those people who pray. Allah is not saying woe to the people who don't pray. He's saying woe to the people who pray. Alladhina hum an salatihim sahun, alladhina hum yuraun. These are the people who delay their salah. And these are the people who pray to show off. Now, think about this and say, what kind of salah is that? Now, this is the kind of salah. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressing anger and rejection of somebody who is praying? Because the way the person is praying, so therefore it comes back to the first hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama al-amalu binniyat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reward of the deed, the value of the deed depends on the intention. So when somebody is delaying salah, what does it tell you? It tells you that this person really has no importance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no importance for salah. He doesn't even want to do it. This is a burden. This is an imposition on the person. So, but he still has to do it. He feels this, you know, burden, this imposition, this oppression. And so this person wants to pray. And so this person is praying. That the way the person is praying is in a way where, which is like a burden, you know, it's like a nuisance, you know, why am I praying at all? You know, that is the kind of thing that, so therefore obviously we say, please do not pray like this, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes that kind of prayer. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is a prayer which will not even go above your head. It is something which is, which is so rejected that it will not even rise above your own head. Now, why should you pray like that? So, when you are delaying salah, when the time for salah comes and you are not praying on time, it means that you have no importance for salah. And you are praying as if you are doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, that is not acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask Allah to save us from that kind of salah. And this is something that therefore needs to be inculcated in the children. Again, as I said, children listen with their eyes. They have to see you. The moment the time for salah comes, the children must see you in a state where you are rushing for salah, where you leave everything and you stand up for salah. And they have to see you not on one day, they have to see you not only on Friday, they have to see you not in a special time only in Ramadan. They have to see this as your behavior every single moment of your life. Continuously, 365 days of the year, the minute the time for salah comes, what does my mother do? What does my father do? They go and they pray. They get up, they pray, they call us also to pray, and we all pray. If there is a masjid to go to, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to pray in our masajid soon, inshallah. If there is a masjid to go to, then we go to the masjid, and if there is no masjid to go to, then we pray at home, but we pray like this, which is with great shauk. And at the right time, right? So we pray at the right time. So this is the, and we don't delay the salah. So that is the very important thing to keep in mind. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to close with this dua. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.